This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, December 20th. Brought to you by Curious Plot. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The House is expected to vote later today on a scaled-down stopgap spending bill that would include $21 billion in ag disaster assistance and $10 billion in market relief for farmers, but no debt limit increase as President-elect Donald Trump had requested. Speaker Mike Johnson said after his GOP colleagues agreed on the strategy, quote, "We will not have a government shutdown, and we will meet our obligations for our farmers who need aid, for the disaster victims all over the country, for making sure that military and essential services and everyone who relies on the government for a paycheck is paid over the holidays," he said. Passage of the bill could avert a government shutdown this weekend, assuming the Senate approves the plan as well. The new bill would need two-thirds majority to pass the House under a fast-track process, so the measure would require substantial Democratic support. At an earlier meeting this afternoon, House Republicans considered stripping disaster aid and the ag economic assistance from the legislation and putting them on separate votes, but ultimately decided to keep that money together with a continuing resolution that's needed to keep the government funded after midnight. A one-year extension of the 18 Farm Bill would also be included in the legislation. House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn Thompson told AgriPulse he's opposed to putting the $10 billion in farm aid to separate votes for fear that it might not survive the Senate. House Ag Committee Chair Thompson says the farm assistance side of the CR is good, but shutting down the government isn't.
Government shutdown is never good. It adds costs, but the government restarts. Quite frankly, without the farm economic assistance, farms don't start back up, and then we risk food insecurity and national insecurity. My encouragement, let's do this in a way where we have the highest probability of getting it done. And I think with the package that's there, I mean, when I look at my Democrat colleagues in the House with a clean CR, right? Doesn't have a lot of things hanging off of it. You know, I do think that perhaps some of the health care programs are there that everybody cares about.
Thompson says farm economic aid is critical for food security and national security.
Farm economic aid, if it didn't occur, we would be facing a food security and a national security issue in this country. So I'm really thankful for the support and members like this who have been champions at advancing. We rang the bell on that on Saturday.
The debt limit increase Trump wanted would be left to budget reconciliation Republicans plan to push through Congress early next year. House Republican leaders proposed a commitment to raising the debt ceiling by $1.5 trillion in early 2025. GOP leaders would then pair that $1.5 trillion increase with a $2.5 trillion cut in mandatory spending. Florida 19th District Representative Byron Donald says Washington must cut spending, but that's another fight for another day.
It's just something we'll just work through, but at the end of the day, having to get into situations where we're reforming spending, cutting some spending, is just a necessity. You know, we're $2 trillion in deficits this year. So the status quo cannot remain. We're going to do the job that the Democrats refuse to do. We're going to get the fiscal house in order while also getting our economy on the right footing and making sure we have the resources we need for our people and for our military.
Ag Chairman Thompson says he's not worried about spending cuts in either farm or nutrition programs, saying dollars might be trimmed, but benefits won't.
There's efficiencies to be had in SNAP where nobody's benefits would be impacted. When you look at the fraud and that's out there, there's things that we can do to do significant savings and not hurt the individual family.
The House of Representatives began voting on the Plan C proposal at 5:00 in Washington. AgriPulse will continue to follow the story. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Curious Plot. Curious Plot is a full-service marketing, communications, and consulting agency. Curious Plot is driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Learn more online at curiousplot.agency. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.